Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Barnaby. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Barnaby. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting third. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wheat. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to third. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wheat. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Metzler scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg spins, and has Barrett trapped. He throws to Hale, who tags Barrett for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Cobb moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy strikes out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Falk. The throw from Perkins and he is safe. Falk steals second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Barnaby covering, for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ward can't make a play. That's a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg takes first base on ball 4. Perkins moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Barnaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnaby strikes out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-0 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Simmons chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Boley. Boley fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Boley. Metzler goes all the way around to score. Hunfield moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Barrett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-1 in the game. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cobb fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cobb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Simmons hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Falk is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale moves to second. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perkins bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hale moves to third. Dykes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ward can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hale scores. Dykes scores. Perkins moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wahlberg strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Boley moves to second. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-2 in the game. Wheat hits a fly ball towards right field. Barrett fields the ball and throws to short. Hunfield drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Hunfield. Perkins tags and scores. Boley scores. Bishop moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McCurdy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Barnaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnaby is 0-for-1 in the game. Barnaby strikes out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Moberg now playing second base. Ted Blankenship now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rayshock pinch hits for Harry McCurdy. Rayshock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shock hits a pop-up towards first. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Falk moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wahlberg, and towards Boley, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rayshock now catching. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Boley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wheat hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Falk chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Hunfield. Hunfield fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Hunfield. Bishop goes all the way around to score. Wheat moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-3 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield throws towards first. Clancy fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Clancy. Cobb is thrown out after the base hit. Wheat scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cobb can't make a play. That's a base hit. Cobb moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy pinch hits for Bud Clancy. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Shealy now playing first base. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Boley hits a line drive into center field. Metzler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Metzler. Boley moves to second. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wahlberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Wheat hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it and throws to home to get Bishop. Cobb moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Hale reaches second base with a double. Cobb scores. Simmons goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheely hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Athletics. Bernie Nays pinch hits for Ted Blankenship. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.